You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. You know, you can really be happy with who you are, but still try to be better at who you are. You could really be very, very pleased with your appearance and your body and the way you look, but you could also want to try to improve that look or your body. And I think finding the balance is really the key to a healthy approach to using plastic surgery in a very mindful way and in a way that will make you feel good and even better about who you are. And many times when I'm meeting with patients, one of the things that they'll basically disclose to me or discuss with me is, and this may be you as well, you know, is almost the sense that they feel guilty that they're coming in to see me to talk about something that's bothering them about how they look. And they start to get that sense that maybe it's frivolous and maybe they're just being ridiculous and maybe they're just being selfish and maybe they should really be focusing on other things. They should be focusing on other people in their lives. And for you out there that may be thinking about this same sort of a feeling, I just wanted to use this time today to really review with you different things that we do as plastic surgeons that really increase not only your overall health, but the mindset of being healthier. So if you're thinking, I would really love to participate more in certain physical fitness activities. I'd like to start going to the gym more. I'd like to start doing some tennis lessons. I want to start doing some things that'll be inviting to other people to go to exercise with or to just swim more. And you're going to have to be out and about with other people, there may be something on your body that's stopping you from trying to take that next step. And I want to offer to you the idea that correcting that area of your body may actually make you feel better about doing the activity. Because once you've eliminated that area of concern, you will not believe how much more you want to participate in things. I'm going to give you two different scenarios. One is a 26-year-old girl that's had the largest breasts that she says she's ever seen in her life. And it started at adolescence and has just gotten worse through college, etc. And she's finally gotten enough energy up to come in to talk about it with me because she realizes that she isn't married yet, she hasn't had any children yet, and she realizes that her breasts may actually change even more as she gets older and maybe does get pregnant, etc. But the real issue at this 26-year-old stage in life is that she completely stopped playing volleyball in high school because her breasts were just too large. In college, she explained to me that she almost eliminated herself from any sporting events or anything that would be participating in some of the sorority activities that would be a physical fitness type of thing because she was just so self-conscious of the size of her breasts. So my point to her and to you is that by correcting this appearance and this feeling, this is something that once we did her breast reduction, she was able to now wear clothing that she's never been able to wear before. She is now able to participate in sports. She was a very good athlete in high school. And now she's actually doing more. She's very active in all these different classes at the gym. She's joined a team of volleyball people at the gym that she belongs to. So I guess my point is trying to recognize the fact that doing something like this to herself really will add years to her life of activities, which I think will make her even more healthy, because now she can really do things that she really was preventing herself from doing. Okay, so that's number one. Here's my second example. My second example is a guy, 48-year-old guy, came to see me, recently divorced, wants to get back out into the dating world, and has always been self-conscious about his nose. And I guess when he got married at a younger age, he always had a problem with it, but I guess he started dating his wife in college. They got married, they had a few children, and then over the years they just grew apart, and eventually now he's divorced. He's finding now that when he's going out to meet people and when he's going to the different online dating services, that when he puts the picture of himself up, he doesn't like the way he looks. And he keeps on trying to find photos that make him look like he doesn't have such a big nose. Now, when he came to see me about this, you can imagine this isn't an easy conversation. And I'm sure if you're out there thinking about something similar, you know it's not going to be an easy conversation to have. But the interesting part about this was that it got to a point where he realizes that this is actually preventing him from taking aggressive, exciting, fun steps in meeting the next person in his life. And once you come to that realization, I think you take on a different attitude to the whole concept of having a cosmetic surgery procedure. And what I want to impart upon you listening to this thing is that everybody probably has something that they're not thrilled with about their appearance or their body or something. And at some point, if you really go to get an exam or get a consultation about this, it may start to open up different avenues to your life that you really felt were blocked off because you just didn't want to head down that path. You felt like, I'm not going to go down that path because I know I've got a blockade in my mind about how I look about my body or my face or something like that. And once you start investigating it enough, and once you start feeling like you can actually do something about it, I think you'll start to realize that it may open up doors for a lot of exciting things. These were just two examples of things that happen almost on a weekly basis for me when I'm in consultation with patients. And it's very, very rewarding for me to be able to sit down and talk about these things with patients, because I really do want you to realize that although at first you may think it's a selfish thing, I'd rather you think about it from the standpoint of allowing you to really live a more exciting, fulfilled life. And in many ways, it could be even a much more healthy lifestyle if you really get out there and start participating in things that you felt you really couldn't do any longer or you may never have done. So think about all these different things. Think about how something like plastic surgery in your life could enhance an avenue or a feeling that may make you do more exciting things or be more of the person that you always wanted to be, but something was holding you back. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll speak with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.